This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for all your unwanted smells, from pets, cooking, damp basement, smoke, whatever. You need the Thunderstorm. Buy the three-pack now and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
To grab these people, throw them on buses, and just drop them outside. It's grotesque what they're doing.
In a word, it's inhumane.
These are people you're playing with. These are real live people with children.
Oh, won't somebody please think of the children?
Republicans are playing politics with human beings, using them as props. What they're doing is simply wrong. It's un-American. It's reckless.
And I didn't like it one bit. It was disgusting and violent. I think all you people are despicable. For shame!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, hello, hello. Whoa, 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 whoa.
That's an echo, sir.
I've got to concentrate.
Hello? Hello? Echo, echo, echo.
Thank you for letting me interrupt your dinner.
Check, please.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. We're broadcasting live this afternoon from Toyota of Portsmouth in the seacoast of New Hampshire. Come on down and stop on by. We got food. We got all kinds of stuff. We got a great new candidate for Congress, Caroline Leavitt. She'll be with us. She was just with Grace. She'll be with me very shortly. And we're going to have a good time here today. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Everybody happy to be here?
Yeah!
Well, you know, you remember Gilligan's Island?
Yes.
And they were on that island for how many? 3 years, right? 3-4 years? The skipper and Gilligan and the professor and Marianne and the movie star and Thurston Howell, they all wish they could have gotten the same treatment that the illegal aliens got off of Mars.
It's the only way to fly.
40 hours and they're gone. They're gone. And they're all so full of themselves. They're virtue signaling to beat the band down there on Martha's Vineyard. They're so happy. Migrants offered temporary shelter at Joint Base Cape Cod, Baker administration announces. They have these nice pictures of them. They're going back. They're leaving the island, and they're heading back to Cape Cod. And that's where they're going to live now. Oh, and all the and instead of it being an embarrassment, they're all virtue signaling and talking about how wonderful they are. As I just said to Grace, the island has nominated itself for a Profiles in Courage award. they want it to be awarded immediately, you know. And I was just looking at the internet. CNN said the beautiful people on Martha's Vineyard rushed to help the newcomers.
This is CNN.
They rushed to help them to the buses. They took them to the ferry to get them off the island. NPR says the millionaire islanders offered around-the-clock support for 40 hours. For 40 hours, they offered around-the-clock support. 844-500-4242, and they said that the social media was great on this. Turtle Boy put a bunch of stuff together on TB Daily News and of all the people that were commenting. And the funniest one was some woman was saying, "What can we do for them? What can we do for them?" And somebody said, "They need housing, and you have two summer rentals." But of course, that's we can't do anything. There's a housing crisis down here.
Barbaric.
They have a year-round population of 17,000 people. You know how many people are on that island or the islands in the summer? 200,000. They when Barack Obama had his sophisticated 60th birthday, remember that? They said, why isn't anyone wearing masks? And they said, well, they don't need to worry about getting COVID because they're sophisticated. That's the New York Times reporter said that. But they had, with the help, they had 700 people just at Obama's estate. That's 29 acres. And they're flipping out over the fact that there were 50 of these illegal aliens there. Oh, we can't hold it. This is... this woman, Jessica Mason, she went to Brown, Georgetown, Harvard. She works for Harvard and nonprofits. And she said, limited social and medical services is not the issue here. It's housing. As it's distinct from many border towns currently receiving migrants, we have a massive housing crisis. Again, 2 weeks ago, there were 200,000 people there. Now there are 25,000, 30,000 people there. But it's a massive crisis. There are no rentals available, and the median sales price is $1 million. We are an island. Well, I could have sworn that I saw, or I would have seen, I've seen in my neighborhood, hate has no home here. So how about some illegal aliens having a home here? You know, you got a nice mansion, your Spike Lee, your, Meg Ryan, your David Letterman, Larry David.
John Kerry.
Bill Gates.
He might not have a property, yeah. But he vacations there.
Yeah, Oprah vacations down there. They all got, and here's the other thing, too. They got a housing crisis, so they couldn't put them up. But as soon as the plane landed... 250 Democrat operatives with press passes came in on private jets to the island. I don't think they were sleeping at the St. Andrew's Episcopal Church or at the high school. There was plenty of room for them.
Yeah, you're right. You know, in New York City, when they were dealing with some of these numbers issues, they opened up the hotels.
Right.
Why can't they do that in Martha's Vineyard?
Got some nice places over there.
Yeah.
Some very nice. And by the way, Barack Obama, just on his own place alone, you see that big area? It's like the grass looks like a putting green, you know? And I know it's very odd that it's on the ocean given the existential threat that's posed by climate change. However, you know, so Deb Dunn said, so Turtle Boy went down and he got some of the references here for people. A woman named Deb said, there is a fund going to be set up to fund some of the Venezuelans to get to transport family members to other states. To other states? I thought we celebrated diversity wherever we are, right? Hate has no home here. And then the woman responded, Don Nardi, you know, saying, "Why?" Someone said, I guess Don said, why doesn't Obama take them? He doesn't want them and I don't either. I live on Social Security because I'm old. I pay for my phone, the little food I can afford, etc. They won't. It's all free. Everything free in America.
Everything free in America.
Everything free in America. 844-500-4242. So this is what it is now, and we've got a lot to talk about here today. And again, this wasn't Gilligan's Island. There was a lot bigger response to than there was when after the crash of the SS Minnow, way back when. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Give yourselves a round of applause here. And again, we'd like to see you down here at Toyota Portsmouth. We're going to be here till 6 o'clock tonight. The Democrat surveillance state is here. 87,000 new armed non-law enforcement agents. So why does America need that? The liars said no new taxes on individuals making under $400,000 a year. We paid attention to that $400,000 number, and they slipped this one in under our noses. They will soon have control of all aspects of your life with armed agents rummaging through every dime you've spent. Friends, this is no joke. This is for real. You traded thousands of hours of time building your nest eggs, and now you have to protect it. You need this now. Monetary Goals, new guide. 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. Call Monetary Gold now before the market crashes any further. There is no time to delay. 888-617-7994. Get 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. 888-617-7994. Time is of the essence. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn that microphone on me. If you, I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this.
Come on, T-Dope. I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
We're back here at Toyota of Portsmouth in the 1st Congressional District of New Hampshire. And sitting beside me now is the Republican nominee for the congressional seat, now held by Pelosi puppet
True.
Pappas. And Caroline Leavitt, give her a big round of applause.
Thank you, thank you.
It's amazing. It's amazing that you won. She would be the youngest woman ever elected to Congress.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes, in history.
That's amazing. and I have something to present with you. It's not exactly a birthday cake or a but it is a celebratory cupcake. And it's from the 110 Grill. Robert Walker, the owner of the 110 Grill, is one of your big fans, and he sent this over last night. And this is your victory cupcake.
Thank you,
Caroline Leavitt.
Thank you.
Give Caroline a big round of applause.
This fits right in with my campaign diet. Thank you, Howie.
All right, 844-500-4242. So congratulations, Caroline, and you know, it was just amazing to see you pull this off. The last time you were here in May, you were, I mean, I could see you work in the crowd, and I just saw how well you worked. You worked like an old pro, and yes. But you just came on and you just you won going away. They threw $5 million at you, or $6 million?
$5 million, just about, yeah.
And it's and you still prevailed. So what are the issues now in the campaign? We'll just make it quick. We will be talking. Grace and I will both be talking to you as the year as the 7 or 8 weeks go by. But what are the big issues now? What do you want to stress?
Yeah, well, I want to stress that our Democrat incumbent in this seat, who I'm now going against, Chris Pappas, is a puppet for Pelosi and Biden. He walks, talks, acts like a moderate bipartisan voice for our state, but he votes like a far left Democrat. And that's my goal over the next 8 weeks, to expose him for his voting record 100% of the time with Pelosi, trillions and trillions of dollars leading to inflation, wide open southern border, more than 4 million illegal aliens in our country now, many of them here in New Hampshire, fentanyl plaguing our communities, war on our energy, leading to very high electric bills for all of us here in the Granite State, and also a home heating oil shortage, which we will be faced with this winter. These are direct consequences of this guy's administration and agenda, and he deserves to be fired for that.
And in one of these swing districts, like the first New Hampshire district, he's kind of a chameleon. Mm-hmm. Like he's changing his colors now, mm-hmm. right?
Oh,
he's talking
yeah.
about the student loan. Defaults.
Yeah, his ads on TV. He's in these garage with all these blue collar workers, trying to make it appear like he's been sticking up for them, and that's the opposite of what's true. He's in the pocket of Pelosi, and I will work very hard every single day over the next 8 weeks to expose him for that.
Now, have you talked to the National Republican Congressional Committee? I mean, they threw all this money up against you.
Yes.
Is everybody letting bygones be bygones?
Yes, I have heard from all of the party leaders, and I have heard from folks here in New Hampshire and in Washington, D.C., who were working against me throughout the primary, and I opened them with welcome arms to join my team, because you know what? We have to take the high road. We have to keep working. We have to beat the Democrats, and that's the ultimate goal. So I'm thankful for the support from every point in this party. But I will never, ever, ever undermine my conservative principles and the promises that I made throughout this campaign. I will never neglect the voters on that. And I vouched very, very hard throughout this campaign to drain the swamp. That's why they came after me. And I will still fight to do that when I'm elected, no doubt.
What's your web address? Where can people go if they want to, you know, work for your campaign or send you money?
CarolineForCongress.com. Please, we need all the money we can get.
With a K.
Caroline with a K. You got
and
it.
And if you're in Massachusetts or Maine or any other state, you can still come down and work.
Absolutely. Come on up. We'll gladly take you. We need all hands on deck to win this seat. You know, we only have one Republican in our entire New England region, Susan Collins, and it's questionable, right? Sometimes she's a little questionable with her votes. We all deserve a conservative
better than
voice
Gideon.
In Congress.
Better than Gideon, her the alternative.
This is true. This is true.
And Bruce Poliquin's trying to get back in. He was a victim of ranked choice voting in 2018. So I would love to have a couple of Republicans in Congress in the House in the next go around. So tell people you're 25 years old, right?
Yeah.
Give your spiel.
Sure. Yeah, 25, grew up in the district, went to school here, worked here my whole life. My family owns a couple businesses in the district. I'm an alumna of St. Anselm College, was a college athlete, played softball, had the blessing of serving President Trump in his White House. I was an assistant press secretary to Kayleigh McEnany, the best press secretary of all time, for sure.
Who Kayleigh also knew that Ted Cruz is the senator and not the governor of Texas.
Exactly. So I worked for Kayleigh, then worked for Congresswoman Elise Stefanik as her spokeswoman after the 2020 election. Came back home last summer against all odds. Nobody knew who I was. We had no money in the campaign account, but we proved everyone wrong. We had a huge victory on Tuesday by 10 points with a lot of money thrown against us. So now we're charging ahead. Same mentality. Told my team all year, we're going to play like we're 10 points behind and we will win like we're 10 points ahead. And that's exactly what we did. And this election on November 8th will be no different. And now our army's even bigger, right? Because now we're inviting everyone in. I don't care if you're a Democrat. If you love freedom, if you want to protect your Second Amendment rights, if you want to stop this government intrusion in our lives, these 87,000 IRS agents coming after you and your bank account and your business, then join my team because the guy I'm running against has enabled all this crap.
Should Joe Biden be impeached?
Certainly. There is certainly a lot of grounds for impeachment with this president, namely this open border invasion that he's allowed to occur. Complete dereliction of duty. Your utmost responsibility as the president of the United States is to protect the homeland, protect your citizens that live within it, and ensure strong borders and law and order. And he has failed. He's neglected that duty. And Chris Pappas, my Democrat opponent, has enabled that. And he fails to even recognize that this is an issue. Just got some data today from a law enforcement officer. Manchester and Nashua overdoses were up last month, highest for any month ever. This is a imminent threat to our state here, both the fentanyl and the illegal immigrants. We have to put an end to it.
And the Boston Police Department, you know, which in a Democrat city has said that all of the fentanyl trafficking is controlled in this whole area, the three-state area, Maine, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts is controlled by illegal alien Dominican drug dealers. And he's just letting them come across the border.
It's a free-for-all, right? And these countries around the world know it. Our adversaries around the world, they're not sending their best and their brightest to America right now. They're sending their folks that are on the terrorist watch list. They're sending their cartels. They're sending human traffickers. And the Democrats claim to be the party for the people. They care about humanity and morality. Well, what's going on our southern border right now is the most immoral situation we've ever faced as a nation. I mean, these poor people that are being trafficked here, these cartels that are coming into our country, poisoning our communities, what happened to putting your own people first? And that's what we're going to get back to in January, putting the American people first. And that's why I got into this race in the first place.
I love the fact when you were on with Grace earlier, you said they were having this big celebration at the White House and some guy was singing.
Someone told me it's James Taylor.
All of us were laughing.
I couldn't be bothered.
All of us boomers were laughing. But you know what? You're lucky that you don't know him all that well, Caroline.
I just couldn't be bothered, Howie. We got bigger issues to fry, all right? Bigger fish to fry.
Another difference between her and most of us is, did you see any of those TV ads they were running against you?
You know, I actually don't have cable in my house, which is funny. I have Hulu.
Good for you.
So I didn't see
the ads. Cord cutter.
Yeah, no. I didn't see the ads. I went to dinner at my parents' house one night during the midst of all this. I have a home-cooked meal for once because I haven't had that in about a year. And my parents had WMUR on. And it was like every second slamming you. Like, oh my gosh, turn this off. I don't need to see that. Let's just get to work. And we did, and we won.
Give your address one more time.
CarolineForCongress.com. Caroline with a K. Thank you all so
Give
much.
Caroline Levitt a big hand. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Actually, it's live from Portsmouth of Toyota today. We're on remote. We're in New Hampshire. We're having a great Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Toyota of Portsmouth. Okay, everybody give yourselves a round of applause. Everybody having a good time? Today's poll question is brought to you by Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds offer sound quality at half the price of other premium audio brands. And with three different sound profiles and 32 hours of battery life, I can listen to whatever, whenever. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie and get 15% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. And we've been talking off and on about an obscure law that was passed in 1986, and which gives money back if so much money is collected in Massachusetts. And so now, with all the funny money coming in from D.C. and everything else, I'll read you the headline today. Millions of Massachusetts taxpayers will get money back starting in November, officials say. And I mean, if it's true, it's a lot of money. For instance, they say you're going to get back 13% of your tax liability for 2021. So, like, if you made $50,000, you're at 5% taxed, you would be getting back $325. You made $100,000, or your family, joint return, whatever, $650. So, I mean, that's big money. That's pretty good money. So, of course, the question is, well, Taylor, what is the poll question, and what are the results?
Do you think you'll actually get back any money from the state in November under 62F?
I've thought about this. It's got to be before the election, because if it's not before the election, once they all get reelected again, they're just going to say, hey, we have to give it to those. Do you see, remember those illegal aliens that came in, that DeSantis brought in? You know, what about all the teen moms? What about all the crack dealers, et cetera, et cetera? So I'm going to say no.
92% say no.
The governor has issued a statement saying that it's certain it's going to happen. But then at the bottom of the story, it all says Democrats are very angry that the money might be returned to the people who actually work for a living rather than their core constituents. Well, in this case, he's trying to do something right. I mean, it's the least he can do after wrecking the state for 8 years on his way out the door. But I just don't think it's going to happen. I think they're going to... Yeah, I know. Don't tell us you're sorry. We know how sorry you are. Ugh. All right. Okay. 844-500-4242. And again, 617, I have to answer this every day. Carr, just got the Massachusetts info for voters in mail today. Where is the question on licenses for illegal aliens? It's not in this version of the pamphlet. They had an early deadline. It's on the ballot. It's question four. It is going to be on the ballot. It was just a late filed question. Don't worry about it. It's going to be on the ballot. All right. It's time now for Grace with the news.
Hello, Howard. So the big story of the day is still that the 50 illegal aliens that were sent to Martha's Vineyard are now on their way back to the mainland. And Vice President Kamala Harris...
I think they're back.
They're back. It's a short trip.
Yeah. So one of the listeners here at the Toyota Portsmouth said they only kept them there for 40 hours because they didn't want to have to pay them time and a half for any overtime.
Well, Vice President Kamala Harris is ignoring questions about this. She also had two buses that arrived at her doorstep, her residence in D.C., and she is not answering any questions about this, which I know will come as a shock to you. She's
Wait a second. She's the border czar. Shouldn't she be the one that everything should be referred to?
Yeah, and she told us that the border was secure and that she got to the root causes of migration. So I'm not sure what this latest stuff is about.
the root causes of migration, free stuff.
Yeah, and also Joe Biden.
Yeah.
He's a root cause of migration. Biden will be interviewed with 60 Minutes, and it marks his first on-air sit-down with and take this with a grain of salt, with an American journalist.
Quotes, air quotes, please, around journalists.
In 7 months, his last TV interview was in February.
Now, what are you talking about?
60 Minutes obviously doesn't have the audience it used to have, just a fraction. But now that football season has started, they're going to have more than they had previously, right? So they're just hoping that people are just, you know, too lazy to grab the remote control and switch it off. That's not me. I'm grabbing the remote. I'm not watching that.
Yeah, well, it's funny because I saw a little bit of a teaser for this interview, and it airs this Sunday, and it features CBS correspondent Scott Pelley. And in it, the framing of it was very...
The late Scott Pelley, another failed network anchor, you know? They're not making him like Walter Cronkite anymore. They're not even making him like Dan Rather.
But he asks him, you know, about the almost Amtrak shutdown and how Joe Biden
rescued America.
Yeah, essentially. Like, you say that joking. That's really how he framed the question. It was very – remember when Jim Acosta asked Barack Obama, what do you say about what some people are calling your best week ever? It had that vibe to it.
He gave away the store, you know? I mean, he caved at every level. And what do you expect? That's Amtrak Joe.
Indeed. The Dow plunges 300 points as FedEx warning spooks investors. Wall Street's main indexes hit near two-month lows on Friday after a profit warning from global delivery bellwether FedEx spooked investors already worried about aggressive rate hikes from the Federal Reserve tipping the economy into a recession.
Another day, another 1% off the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
Well, Joe Biden's not worried about it. Until Joe's worried about it, I'm not going to worry about it. Speaking of Joe, did you see last night he was at a gala in a tuxedo singing happy birthday to a congresswoman?
Yes, we have some of those cuts, actually.
Can I just point something out? Happy birthday is one of those things that it's awkward in regular life when people sing it to you, because what do? You know, I always put on a performance when people are singing me happy birthday, but for the average person, it's uncomfortable. It's like you're just filling the time while people are singing you happy birthday. Can you imagine being on stage in Joe Biden putting basically his forehead on your forehead and singing happy birthday into a microphone? It's cringe. It's just cringe, Howie.
He
wanted to take credit for many things, as he always does. Cut 23.
We saw the biggest one-year drop in Hispanic unemployment on record. The biggest drop in unemployment.
The biggest drop in unemployment. Cut 28.
Folks, we're going to be able to do all this while reducing the deficit by $350 billion last year.
See, this was a Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute gala. So he had to introduce all the Hispanics in the audience, including one or two members of his cabinet. Cut 21.
Secretary Cardona, he'll tell you how it helped to safely reopen our schools, an absolute necessity. Secretary Cardona.
And how about any congressmen and congress people in the audience there, Dementia Joe? Cut 19.
And Roll, the caucus chair, thank you. Also, you know, Albio, the Cuban-born, came to the United States at age 11, served 16 years in Congress. And you know, the idea is that... you know, Lucille, a House icon of three decades, grandmother of the Dream Act. You know, Congress is going to miss you both.
That was a lot of you knows in one clip, wasn't it?
That's a weird name. Albio Cuban born.
It's crazy that this week, when you think about all the headlines you've read, you think about the CPI report, you think about what's happening on Martha's Vineyard, that this guy, you got to give him credit, Howie. He does not change up his schedule. Whatever they have on there, he's sticking to it. He's got a vacation plan, he goes on the vacation. He's got a party plan for inflation, they're throwing the party. He's got a gala to go to, he's putting on the tux. Like, nobody pivots in this administration.
This happens to be Annette's birthday.
Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh.
It's hell when you turn 25, but, you know, we have a tradition in the Biden family. We sing happy birthday, so let's go.
I thought
you
were talking about stealing money.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Annette. Happy birthday to you. God love you, kiddo.
Did he say that that's a tradition in the Biden household? Singing happy birthday?
His word is a Biden.
Am I
not a joke?
Am I crazy? Isn't that a tradition in most people's houses?
I think that was just Joe being folksy.
Okay, I missed it. In other news.
They used to sing happy birthday when he was sitting in the kitchen table.
Yeah. Remember that? Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth. Yeah. Woohoo! The house of value. When you don't see what you want on the lot, you can shop online and reserve your new Toyota from their incoming inventory. It's easy. Shop online now at toyotaofportsmouth.com. Howie, one more headline for you. Keith Olbermann is slamming CNN's Chris Licht over the morning shakeup. He's calling it a bleep storm. If you guys haven't heard, Don Lemon's being moved from primetime to the morning show, and for some reason this is very upsetting to Keith Olbermann. I don't understand.
There's an old saying, if you have a lemon, make lemonade.
That's true.
Especially when the lemon's ratings are lower than whale bleep. Cut 33. We got it here. Joe.
Thank you for letting me interrupt your dinner. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right. 844-500-4242. Something I love about summer is how you can pretty much do anything. I know summer's almost over now, but the weather is perfect right now for getting outdoors. You've still got slightly longer days and less to do. The possibilities are endless. Even better, this summer I'm taking premium audio with me everywhere I go with Raycon. It's just great for when you take your walk in the morning or your walk in the afternoon or you're just out puttering around your garage or your basement. Just put in the Raycon earbuds and nobody has to worry about anything. I was talking to a guy from the Kittery Naval Yard earlier today, the shipyard, and he said he gets into trouble sometimes for keeping the radio on. I said, just get some earbuds, and you'll be all set. And Raycon earbuds, and no one will ever know that you're listening to a deplorable, to ultra MAGA. The Raycon everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with three sound profiles to match whatever I'm listening to. They feature noise isolation and awareness mode, so I can choose to be immersed in sound or tune into my surroundings when I need to. I can listen to them while I'm traveling or while I'm taking that morning walk every day. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are comfortable enough for all-day wear. And, most importantly, they do not budge. They won't fall out. You won't have to be looking around for them on the ground. With Raycon, I also get 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life. And I love this. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands. No wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 49,000 five-star reviews. Right now, you can go to buyraycon.com/Howie and get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it. He's a history buff's history buff.
You don't know nothing about Lady Liberty. Standing there in a hop, screaming out the wall of nations in a warrior. Send me your poor, your deadbeats, your filthy.
Howie Carr is back.
Libby and Sons U-Pix from Limerick, Maine. They just brought in some great donuts. How are those donuts, guys? And some fine apples. Thanks a lot, Libby and Son U-Pix in Limerick, Maine. Thank you very much. And they got all kinds. These are cider donuts. These are the best. All right. With us now is Jim Boyle, and he's the owner of Toyota of Portsmouth. Thank you so much for having us again here, Jim.
Thanks for coming, Howard. It's always fun.
This is a great time. And again, I'll just say it one more time. He called Caroline Levitt. He told me after the remote we did in May, he said she's going to stay right close to Mowers and just outwork him and out-hustle him and nip him at the end. And it turns out she did a little more than nip him at the end.
Well, she's something else, isn't she? Just the best.
It's amazing how good she is. So, Jim, why should people come down here today other than to see me? And, well, Caroline's gone now, but what do you got to offer buyers?
Well, we're at the House of Value, and everyone's pretty familiar with that. And we've got the number one retail brand, Toyota. So if you're looking for a new Toyota, you should come on down and see us. And over at the other store where we originally were planning on being, at Tux Trucks, GMC in Hudson, Mass., where the famous you almost lost your feet.
Yes, almost lost my toes.
Yes, there was an inexperienced plow driver. And and that's never to be underrated, by the way. And you should know what you're doing when you're using those things. But it's plow season at Tux Trucks.
But anyway, I'm sorry we didn't make it to Tux Trucks. A couple of people have complained about that, but that's fine.
Well, but we had to come up for Caroline, and that was a special moment. And
exactly. So what do you got any special deals here or anything? Sometimes you've had problems with supply.
We've been running into that like everyone else, but we've been very, very really focused on getting people to order the car they want. And we can get that through Toyota. And you may have to wait a few weeks, but we'll end up getting the proper vehicle. And a little bit of patience and a little bit of foresight to know what you're doing. It's tough to walk in and find the one you want these days because the lots are pretty sparse, unfortunately.
So if you're just looking for the standard brand of car, truck, SUV, how long does it take you?
Maybe 6 weeks.
Six weeks.
It's not that bad. But, you know, we still get them, but it's just that it's – if you want the one you really want, the color and everything, it's better off doing your homework, and you have to be a little bit computer savvy maybe and get on our website, and we'll work with you and we'll get it done. And it's just
so they can just go to the website and order, but is it better to come down?
Well, they can go to the website, but if they come down, we'll obviously sit down and work it right out with you right on the we'll worksheet with you and do all that. And of course, some people are even just looking to sell some of their cars, and we're buying cars, you know, from the open, right out in the general public. You don't have to buy one from us, but we'd love to look at yours and maybe make a deal.
So everything's still in short supply then?
Oh,
new and used?
Yes, absolutely. Short supply, but it's...
Excuse me, you don't say used, you say pre-owned.
Pre-owned is correct. Absolutely. But, you know, we have a great service department too, and that's always tax-free in New Hampshire. So we really proud of all the technicians that we have.
So how late are you open till tonight, and when are you open tomorrow and Sunday?
We're open till 6 o'clock tonight, and tomorrow morning we'll be open at 8 to 6, and Sunday 11 to 5.
So just come on down. This is a great this is a great location. This is an old high school, right?
Correct. Former vocational school, New Hampshire Vocational Technical
College. It's amazing. Whenever I come in here, I just think about this. This is really it's really a repurposed for in a great way. It's a beautiful building the way
yes.
it looks.
We're very proud of it.
Come on down. We got plenty of stuff. We're going to be here for another couple of hours. Again, there are a few donuts left. There's some apples too. We've got some apples if you want them. And it's just really good to be here, Jim. We always love coming to Toyota of Portsmouth, and it's just a great place to be.
Thank you for coming. Happy to have you.
Okay, and again, congratulations on Caroline. You call that one. You were Nostradamus when it came. Sometimes you don't get the picks right, but on this one you knew exactly what you were up to.
Well, that kid has a gift, there's no question, and we'd be all better off if everyone works hard and helps her to get the job done, because we need a lot of help in Washington.
Okay. Give a round of applause to Jim Boyle from Toyota Portsmouth. Come on down, visit us this afternoon. I'm Howie Carr.